All right, love bugs. It's Jen. Welcome to another offering to reset your system. In real time, it is 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it is Wednesday, April 24th, day after a Scorpion full moon. End of the eclipses. About to come out of Mercury retrograde. And what I'm present to in my coaching practice with my yoga students in my life is there's been a lot going on this month. So today we are going to practice together a yoga nidra. And this won't quite be 30 minutes. And this yoga nidra is really going to be geared towards supporting you with grief. Some of you may know that I recently transitioned Little Richard. You might know him just a couple of days ago. So I am on the grief roller coaster over here myself. So I'm doing the things that feel good this week and skipping the ones that don't. And being here to offer space for this felt really good for me. So that is where we are going to be going today, my loves. I'm just starting to get set up comfortably if you haven't already done that. Are we sitting? Are we lying? Do we notice any lower back discomfort? And do we need to have the knees supported? Do we notice that we're kind of keyed up and it might be a little bit tough to receive the nidra? And maybe we need to put ourselves in a restorative yoga posture. I really love legs up the bolster. I really love Stonehenge. Just a good old supported Shavasana can be really lovely. Grief is a regular part of life. Whenever grief comes to visit you in your life, rather cyclically or in unique moments, it's always an invitation to practice deep awareness. Yoga Nidra is a way of practicing sourcing our deepest strength by experiencing our true nature, that of awareness itself. From this place of deep awareness, you will not replace grief with other emotions, but rather learn to welcome it. See it for what it is and be the witness of it. Doing so, you will come to know your grief for its unique power to help you experience yourself as awareness. This is the part of you that is powerful enough to survive any loss and powerful enough to sanctify or make holy any event that occurs in your life. As you continue to weave together the beautiful and textured tapestry of life, as you come to know yourself as awareness, you will free yourself from being identified and attached to grief. Doing so allows you to welcome grief, to hear its message in your heart, and ultimately release grief to the cycle out of orbit when its time is over. If you're feeling grief right now in your life, right now, I invite you to give yourself a moment and ground yourself to whatever your body is feeling. In this moment, give yourself a moment to open to your senses. Start to relax and close your eyes. Send a few breaths out of your mouth with a sigh. As we begin our practice, open up to whatever you're aware of in this moment, feeling your body, and start to simply welcome anything that you're aware of, recognizing it for exactly what it is, and just practice being the witness of it. Whatever arises, either through my suggestion or spontaneously into your awareness through this practice, follow the same pattern of just welcoming, recognizing, and witnessing. Remember that as long as it feels safe, whatever arises during our practice, we will simply welcome, recognize, and witness. I'd like to create an intention, Sankalpa. This is our seed that will sort of act like our guiding star throughout our practice. This is a positive statement of truth, and I invite you to repeat this positive statement in your mind. I acknowledge my grief as a witness of my love, a testament of my strength, and a guide in leading me toward my highest being. I acknowledge my grief as a witness of my love, a testament of my strength, and a guide leading me toward my highest being. As you continue to relax, bring to mind a place that for you is a sanctuary. Remember or imagine a time where you felt love, where you felt wholeness, calm, and peace. And remember, by using your senses, not as if you're seeing it on a screen or hearing a story, but as if you're actually seeing those colors with your eyes. So in this moment, see the scene with your eyes. In the scene where you felt love, where you felt wholeness, calm, or at peace. Notice whatever smells are in the scene. Here in your sanctuary, what sounds exist? Tastes, perhaps? Sensations from textures to temperatures. And invite that feeling, the emotion of wholeness, of love, of calm and peace. And notice where you feel that in your body. Now, the sanctuary you can always come back to whenever you feel like you need it. If anything ever feels unsafe during this practice, or you feel like you'd just like to return, come back to this place by using your senses. As we continue along in our Yoga Nidra practice, I want you to connect yourself to the feeling of your body. We're going to allow ourselves to be grounded with deepening layers of awareness as it's connected to our body. In this moment, all you need to do is simply be aware of, to welcome the sensation of body, to recognize it as sensation, and to merely be the witness of body. Allow yourself to relax as you feel the sensation of your mouth, your eyes, your ears. Feel the sensation of your nose. Welcome the sensation of the entire plane of your face, from forehead to chin, ear to ear. Feel your entire face. Simply welcome into sensation. Recognize it as sensation. And your only job in this moment is to witness your face as sensation. Feel yourself relax as you feel the crown of your head and the back of your head. There's nothing to do but experience your head as sensation. Feel your face, your scalp. Feel your entire head as sensation. Nothing to do, nothing to change. You're simply experiencing your head, a sensation. Now trace the sensation of collarbones and shoulders. Trace the sensation of your body down the arms to elbows, through forearms to hands. Pay particular attention to the sensation of your left palm, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, fourth finger, little finger. As you bring your awareness to these parts of your being, simply allow them to relax. Simply witnessing your left hand. Nothing to do or change. You're just noticing its presence. Likewise, begin to notice your right hand. Center of your hand, your palm, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, fourth finger, little finger, experiencing your right hand. Merely a sensation, merely being the witness to sensation of right hand. Feel left hand again, right hand. Feel both hands simultaneously. Feel them as one thing. Aware of both hands simultaneously. Notice whatever you happen to be aware of in this moment. And while you'll notice that sensations will come and go, what doesn't change is awareness. And it is the sensations that are revealing an unchanging awareness. In this moment, be awareness itself. Your awareness experiencing itself as sensation. And as awareness, feel yourself as the sensation of chest, of heart. And as you linger on the sensation of your heart, if anything spontaneously arises, be that emotion or a felt sense of lightness or heaviness. Remember, we're simply welcoming, recognizing, and witnessing. Nonetheless, if at any time anything feels a little bit too heavy, or something you don't want to work on in the moment, go back into your mind to that sanctuary. A time using your senses where you felt love and wholeness, calm and peace. Otherwise, if it feels safe, Bring the attention merely to the sensation of heart, to belly. Feel back, shoulder blades, and spine. Your ribs and lower back simply welcoming your entire trunk as sensation. Your chest and belly and back. Feel yourself becoming increasingly more relaxed as you simply witness yourself feeling the sensation of body, your awareness itself experiencing itself as the sensation of body. Bring your attention to the sensations of your pelvis. Front of pelvis, the back pelvis, the right and left sides of pelvis. Bring your attention to the sensations of pelvis. Without anything to do, change, you're simply experiencing the sensations of pelvis. Feel the sensation of your body, tracing the sensation as it moves from pelvis, down your legs, to your knees. Trace the sensation from knees to ankles. From ankles to feet. And put a little bit of attention on the sole of your left foot. Your left toes, the sole of your right foot, right toes. Now bring your attention to the sensation of the entire left side of body from head to toe. Just feel the left side. I want you to adopt the feeling of lightness. Your whole body is becoming light, almost weightless. Feel your entire left side as light. Now feel the entire right side of your body and adopt this feeling of lightness. Your entire right side is feeling light. Nothing to do, nothing to change. You're simply experiencing right side of your body as light. Now feel both sides simultaneously. Your entire body feels light. Notice whatever you're aware of in this moment, internally or externally, be that sensation or feelings, body or thoughts or emotions. Simply welcome whatever you're experiencing. Recognize it for exactly what it is. And remember, you're merely the witness to whatever you're experiencing. And the sensations and thoughts or experiences, these will come and go, but they reveal an unchanging awareness. Be the unchanging awareness, experiencing itself in anything that you're aware of in this moment. Be awareness itself, experiencing itself as whatever you're aware of in this moment. I want you to notice in this moment, whatever energy you feel in your body right now. Notice whatever energy you feel in your body. Prana, prana is the life force energy of all things. And it can manifest by feeling heaviness or lightness. You can see what colors or feel vibrations, or just sense into however energy is feeling for you in this moment. Notice how and where you feel energy. Does it have a color or a vibration? Now, if it feels safe in this moment, I want you to remember or recognize how grief feels in your energy, in your body. From a place of relaxed awareness, invite grief to surface for a moment. I want you to remember or recognize how grief feels in your energy, in your body. From a place of relaxed awareness, invite grief to the surface for a moment. To simply observe it, welcome it in. Recognize it as energy, as an emotion, nothing more, but nothing less, and just be the witness to this energy. What is its color? Its vibration? You're not trying to fix it or change it, shoo it away, or hold on to it. Merely be curious about the feeling of grief. Now, don't get attached to it in this moment. I want you to conceptualize the opposite of grief. For you, what is the opposite of grief? And remember or imagine what that feels like in its energy, where you feel that in your body. What is the opposite of grief? Invite that to surface and remember or imagine what that feels like in its energy, in your body. Does it feel like it has a color or a vibration? Now let that go. And for a moment, pick up grief and this opposite at the same time. Grief and the opposite at the same time. Remember, this doesn't need to make sense. If that's hard to conceptualize, feel like you're holding grief in one hand and its opposite in the other, but you're holding them simultaneously. Now, while grief may come and go, as does its opposite, the part of you that is aware is larger than grief or its opposite, but can hold either of these readily. While grief may come and go, the part of you that is accessing is larger than grief. Through your yoga nidra practice, you're simply allowing yourself to welcome, recognize, and witness all the ways that grief affects your being. Remember your awareness itself, coming to know itself in part in this moment through grief. Now, as awareness itself, what are your thoughts around grief? Your awareness itself, experiencing self as thoughts. Maybe grief leaves your thoughts. Or when you think of grief, you have particular thoughts. But in this moment, simply welcome whatever you're thinking around grief, whatever thoughts or memories, and practice simply being the witness. Remember, we're welcoming, recognizing them, and witnessing them. And just like emotions, Thoughts will come and go. And what you are is larger than thoughts. But as thoughts come and go, they reveal the that thing that doesn't change. Awareness itself, be awareness itself, experiencing itself as thoughts. I want you to go with me on a visual journey. Visualize a moment when your grief has passed you. It's passed you by, and it's been replaced with a sure, loving knowledge in your heart, a knowledge of the power of your love, of your strength, and your increased wisdom. This visualization, see it not as if you're watching a screen, but seeing it with your own eyes, sensing it, hearing that with your eyes, smelling the scene with your nostrils, feeling this in your heart and with your body. This is a moment when grief has passed you by and it's been replaced with a sure, loving knowledge, a wisdom in your heart. This is the knowledge and wisdom of the power of your love, of your strength, as awareness itself you're experiencing. This vision, this moment, when grief has passed you by. And now I invite you to remember or imagine what it feels like to have joy in your life. Remember or imagine love, peace, pleasure, and perhaps you take one of these or all of them. Joy, love, peace, pleasure, and feel that in your body. Notice exactly where you feel it. Tap into your senses again. What any one or all of these things together, what they look like, what they feel like, what it smells like, and tastes like. And give yourself over completely to the feeling of joy, love, peace, and pleasure. Despite any event that may occur in your life, these parts of you still always exist. And as awareness itself, you're simply aware of joy, love, peace, pleasure. Notice how in your body you feel these things, simply welcoming, recognizing, and witnessing them. Your awareness itself, experiencing itself as joy, love, peace, and pleasure. And in this moment, go back to that vision, the moment when grief has passed you by and it's been replaced with that sure, loving knowledge in your heart, the knowledge of the power of your love and your strength and increased wisdom and awareness itself. Witness whatever thoughts you may have around grief. Be awareness itself as you witness any energy that the emotion of grief evokes, or any other emotion you may be aware of in this moment, which could be the opposite of grief. Remember the colors and the vibrations, where you feel that in your body. Now, as awareness itself, witness the sensation in your body, maybe revisiting the place where it feels like grief lives in your body, or notice whatever you're most aware of in the sensation of your body. And you may be curious as to whether or not anything feels like it has changed. Remember, in this moment, your sanctuary. This is your place of solace, the time when you felt love, wholeness, calm, and peace. Remember those scenes, that scene with the smells and the tastes. And in your mind, I want you to repeat your sankalpa, your intention. Repeat after me in your mind. I acknowledge my grief as a witness of my love, a testament of my strength, and a guide leading me toward my highest being. I acknowledge my grief as a witness of my love, a testament of my strength, and a guide leading me toward my highest being. In a few moments, we will finish our yoga nidra practice. And because of this practice, you will move forward along the pathway of your grief. This practice has the power to strengthen you even after it's finished. It will continue to work through you. Do this practice as often as you feel you need to. Through experiencing yourself as awareness, your source, your grief, to access the limitless wellspring of your heart. This gives you immense power. This power will fuel you to live your highest purpose in your life. May your heart be strong and your love everlasting. In a moment, I will count down from five, and that will signal the end of our yoga nidra practice. Five, four, three, two, one. Yoga nidra is over. I will be closing the space. And as always, notice what you need after this and give it to yourself. Thanks for being here. And please share the subscription program with anyone else who might appreciate it. Lots of love and namaste.